తత్సద్ధానాన్ మునయో జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన యుక్తయా పశ్చంతి ఆత్మానం ఆత్మని భక్తా స్వీత గృహీత. We have been discussing the instruction of Sukha Goswami. What is the purpose of life? Jivatva Tattva Jignasa. The only business of the human being is to inquire about the absolute truth. Tattva Jignasa. And the tattva has been explained in the previous verse. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam jad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabde. So, the absolute truth is one. There is no doubt about it. But, according to our annular vision, we appreciate the absolute truth in different ways. Although the absolute truth is one. Somebody is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And somebody is realizing the absolute truth as localized Paramatma, super soul. And somebody is realizing the absolute truth as the Supreme Personality of God. That is the last word, Supreme Personality of God, in the matter of understanding the absolute truth. So, our Goswami Bhavananda has explained about the absolute truth, Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Sa. Bhagavan is must be Bhagavan. That has been also explained. Bhagavan means Sarishadva Purva. Complete in six opulence. He is Bhagavan. Bhava means opulence. Just like we say, Bhagavan. This Bhagavan word comes from Bhava. Bhava Bhavatya Shikam Bhagya. And Bhagavan is Bhatu, Ostate Bhatu. If somebody possesses something, we affix Bhat or Mot is used. So Bhagavan means one has got opulence. So Bhagavan, Krishna, when he was present on this planet, nobody could excel his opulence. That's the fact, everyone knows. People want to enjoy. That is natural tendency. The association of own. Here also you see that very, very rich men, they want to associate with nice, beautiful women. In the Western country they have seen, in Paris, there are many clubs. So the club business is to go and enjoy the association of nice, beautiful women. So everyone knows it. The tendency is there. That is also richness. So that richness I have already explained. Here in the material world, the same thing is represented parvati. Not in actual position. Therefore, we are captured. So, there are two kinds of philosophers. The mental speculators, empiric philosophers, they therefore reject that this would be zero. Here, the association of woman is so abominable that it should be rejected. But they have no information that this association of woman and man is so opulent in the spiritual world. Otherwise, how Krishna is associating with the gopi? Gopi bhavara tam kadula kavi. Goshan, the six Goshan, about their life, they are described by Srinivasa Acharya. Tatyat turnam atesa mandala patisrenem sadat utsam. Rupa Goshyami, Sanatana Goshyami, were ministers in the government of Nawab Hussainshah, most opulent. So, naturally, the ministers must have association with big Jamindar, Lord, aristocratic family. But about them, it is said, when they joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, resigned from their ministership, so that is described by Srinivasa Acharya. Tatvas Purnam Atesa Mandalapati says. Mandalapati means big Jamindar's aristocrats. So Tatvas, give us that association. They say we are flattered if we can mix with a very big rich man, we consider very fortunate. But these Goswamis, they give us. Tatva Purnam Akesa. Not only one, two, three, there are ministers, everyone is coming to flatter him or to give them this. But he gave up that auspicious. Tatva Purnam Akesa Mandalapati Sane Sadat Kutsama. Kutsama means very insignificant. Then what they became? Bhutya Dine Panesa Kukurunaya Kokina Kantha. Dine Panesa Kukurunaya. Just to show favor to the poor souls, Dina Ganesha, Gana, Gana means people in general. So, just to show them favor, accepted the life of a mendicant, Tatva Turnam Asesa Mandala Patisanin Sada, Krishnava, Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kukarunaya, Kopina Kantha. Kopina Kantha. That is the last state of sannyas. Paramahansa, a loyal cloth, and an anagraha. Kopina kanthasi. So, but we have got practical experience that if somebody from very exalted post becomes a renouncer, he cannot tolerate it. We have seen it. In Calcutta, there is a big man to the heart. Mr. Siyaga, Gandhi's lieutenant, he gave up his taxi in those days. He was 50 years ago. He was earning 50,000 rupees. That is not gold. So he became mendicant. All Gandhi's followers, they became mendicant. Without becoming mendicant, they cannot do any welfare activities. That is the daily process. Sannyas. So, but he could not leave. After doing on his job as a lawyer, he could not leave for more than one. Because he was living very opulently, and he, all of his friends became a mendicant. He could not tolerate. That's the thing. But here we see that the Goswamis, they are also very big men, ministers. But how they lived? Tatva turnamasesa mandalapati sanayin sada tutsabha bhutva dhinaganesa kaukarunaya kaupina kankhar gopi bhavamrita lahar. Gopi, they were living simply by thinking of the excessive love of gopi. Gopi bhavamrita. That is a comparison to ocean. As the ocean is beautiful, constant swing of waves. Similarly, the ocean of bliss of the gopi, relationship with Krishna, these Gosains were always absorbed in. Gopi bhava mrita dhudhari kallola magnao maho mandle rupa sanatano jagadugo Sri Jiva Gopal. So, Krishna's affluence, Krishna's dealings in the gopi, they are not ordinary things. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitadhi Stari the Eva Nija Rupataya Kalahi Goloka Eva Nija Sati Akhiratma Dhuta Govindama Vipulitam Tamam. He has got his pleasure potential. Ananda Maya Vyasa. The Supreme Absolute Truth is the reservoir of all pleasure. Ananda Maya Vyasa. So, Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, and Bhagavan realization. If you realize Bhagavan, then you realize Brahma and Paramatma. That's why if you have got 1 lakh of rupees, 10 rupees or 50 rupees are already there, in it. Similarly, if you understand Krishna, Bhagavan, then you understand automatically what is Brahma and what is Paramatma. But if you simply stick to Brahma realization or Paramatma realization, the Jnani, they are interested in Brahma realization. And the Yogi, they are interested. Realization cannot be continued if you do not realize other two things, namely Paramatma and Bhagavan. Chit and Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Simply realization of Sat, Om Tat, will not satisfy. Because you are part and parcel of the Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. So you are also form. Because you are part and parcel of the form, therefore you are what is form. The form may be defined in the material world. Krishna therefore claims all forms. Sarvajani sukonti, sammahanti mutai. Sarvajani, there are different 8,400,000 forms of living entities. And Krishna claims sarvajani sukonti. Sambhavanti Mutva, as many forms are there. Tatha Mahajani Brahma Aham Vijay Pradapita. Krishna says, I am the seed giving father. So Krishna is father for all living entities. They are simply struggling here in this material world under different desires, and therefore they are getting transmigrated from one body to another, and in deep way they are wandering within this material world. That is their real disadvantage position. Therefore Krishna says the real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha. This is the real problem. Whole spiritual process should be executed to get out of the entanglement of repetition of birth, death, old age, and death. That is real problem. So Krishna therefore comes that why you are rocking in this material world? Manasthasthani indriyani prakritisthani karma. Why you are struggling so hard? For ananda. Everyone is struggling for ananda. But he does not know where that ananda is there. Anandamaya Vyasa, Krishna, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, he is the reservoir of ananda. Therefore he sees Krishna's picture always in ananda. Wherever you see Krishna, Krishna is in the battle scene, still he smiles, ananda. He is not morous. Arjuna is morous. But he is not morous. It is in Ananda Maya Vyasa. So, everything is there. The pleasures which we are hunting here within this material world, everything is there. Full armor. He can enter into the Anandamaya's Leela that he practically demolished in Vrindavan. He's playing with his cowherd boy friend. He's dancing with the gopi. He's playing as a child to his father and mother, Yashoda. He has got conjugal love with Radharani. Everything is there. Therefore, here it is. Tat-suddhadhana munayo jnana-vairāgu-jitya. Pasanti. He can see all this ānandamaya līlā. Ātmane. Within yourself. How? Tat-suddhadhana sadhyā. The sadhyā means, I have already explained many times. It is explained in the Chaitanya Sutta. Sraddha sabde vishta sudhira nishya. This is called sraddha. When you firmly believe, sraddha sabde vishta sudhira, without any shaking, not shaking transform, firm, sraddha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva parma kutaha. If you become a devotee of Krishna, then all perfection is there. This is perfect. Because Krishna says at the last stage of his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān parityajya māv ekam saranam. Saranam, voluntary, descendant. Then I'll take charge. Aham kvāsaka kāpi bhama kṛṣṭhāvi māsī. Then no question of considering deep injury. That's Krishna. See, if one accepts this principle, then that is called sraddha. Here it is said, because after Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata was written. So one who accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is, not by mere interpretation. As it is. Then, that is called sraddha. Saddhadhana munayo. As soon as you become a surrendered soul, then you become one of the munis, great minds, wise minds. Muni, Mahatma, Munayo. And what kind of sadhya? Jnana vairāgya jitya. Two things must be there. Jnana and vairāgya. I have already said that actually our aim of life, human life, is to acquire knowledge and vairāgya. Simply talking of knowledge is useless. There must be vairagya. Therefore, Sripad Shankaracharya, he never liked simply talking. First of all, become a sannyasi. That was his propaganda. Then he talked. So, jnana vairagya. One who has actually jnani, he must be Vairagi. Vairagi means Vigato Raga. We are not Ragi. Ragi means attached. We are materially attached. And when you become actually Jnani, then you should be materially detached. That is called Jnana Vairagya Dutta. Tattva Dhana Manayo Jnana Vairagya Dutta Ya Pasanti Atmani Atmanam. Within his mind and within his self, he sees the Paramatma. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa prasantujan yogi. Perfect yogi. Always see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within himself. श्रीमान यानी सुरित भक्त विलोचने न संत सदैव विवेक विलोचन जन श्याम सुंदर The question was why Krishna is black. But that black is described in Brahmasana. Shyama Sundar. Here, one is black. Nobody likes to see. That's it. But Krishna is black at the same time the most beautiful thing, beautiful. For that he cannot adjust. In another place it is said, Masitambuja Sundaram. His body is just like black cloud. Kandapa Koti Kavani. We understand Kandapa, the Cupid, as very beautiful. But if you millions of Kandapas after that, think is the beauty, and that is also not comparable with Krishna's view. So, this contradictory terms cannot be understood unless one has got the ointment of love of God. Premanya Srita Bhakti Jiyotan. Anjana. Anjana we understand. A kind of ointment. Premanya Srita Bhakti Jiyotanena Santa Sadaiva Rivesi Jiyotan. So, the first beginning is Sadhya. Tasvadhanamadhu. If you have got it saved, this is the Bhagavad Gita, is just to create this preliminary state to understand God. That is all. That is Bhagavad Gita. Because we do not know, we cannot understand God in this grand sense. Atasya Krishna Namani na bhavet jayuham indra. The present senses, they are simply after material gratitude. So how they can understand Krishna? Karunapa. Jayapati says, Jnana-vairāgya-dhikkhayāna. You can understand after jnana. Jnana means Brahma-bhūta. One who understands, aham Brahma, I am not this material world. I am his soul. So Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Now we are designated by this bodily relationship. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am black, I am white, I am strong, I am weak, I am fatty, I am thin. So these are all designated. So one has to become free from the designation. That is jaya. Sarvapadhi jinin muktam. Upadhi. This upadhi. The bodily conception of life. It is called upadhi. So sarvapadhi. When you become completely free, no more thinking like American, Indian, Brahmin, Sudra, no. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi bhaktu padakamalevu dasa dasamada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gave his identification in this way. Now I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Sudra. Neither I am a king, neither I am a Vaishya, neither I am a Sannyasi. I am not a one. Because this material designation, Varna Ashram. Four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and four Ashram. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Ashram. So anybody must be within these eight categories. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I don't belong to any of these categories. Nahama Yutta Natana Yatati Na Yuti Ba. Then what is that? Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalo Dasa Dasaru Dasa. Gopi Bhaktu, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi Bhaktu, the master of the gopis, Krishna. Padakamalo, look at feet. And his servant, Dasa. And his servant. His servant. His servant. His servant. His servant. Servant. The more you become servants and servants, then you are liberated. Here this material world, they want master. He must have his master, I have his master, I have his master. They are trying to become master. And it is just the opposite, to become the servant. This is Vaishnava yoga. How to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant? Oh, 100 times. Because this philosophy is understood by becoming a servant, not by becoming a master. That is called Jnana Vairagya. Because so long as we become a master, he is still in Ajnana. Because he cannot be master. How he can be master? Real master is Krishna. Bhoktaramsat, Jagatapasam, Chaduloka Maheshwaram. How he can be master? Can he become more than Krishna? He is Chaduloka Maheshwaram. So this is there, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced, not to become master or God, to become servant of the God, not only servant, but servant, 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 100 times, down. Then you become person. And that is the demand of Krishna, that you first of all become servant, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māmekam saranam. Because that is your real position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms it. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dham. This is our position. This is Jnana. Anyone who is claiming other than is not in knowledge. He is of Jnana. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam Janmanavan. After many, many births, trying to become the master. When actually he becomes Jnanavan, then Jnanavan Bhava Prabhupada, this is his time, when he surrenders to Krishna, there is real knowledge. That knowledge is not sentiment, because Bahunam Janmanamante, after experiencing many, many births, I am the master, I am God, I am this, I am that. So, when he actually Jnanavan, Bhava Prabhupada, Vasudeva Sadhguru. When you understand, Vasudeva Krishna is the original. That is real gap. That is real gap. That's why it is Jnana Vairagya. Then you have to become Vairagi. Your path of consciousness that I am Master, I am God, I am this, I am that. No. That is called Jnana Vairagya. Jnana Vairagya is Vairagya. And again it is confirmed, bhaktya. As soon as the bhakti word is used, there is no question of becoming master. Bhakti is the use via media between Bhagavan and bhakta. The dealings of Bhagavan and bhakta is called bhakti. Bhakti, bhajadhāta. Bhajadhāta seva. Seva. That in seva means there is a seva and there is a master. Seva. What is Sarvan is chant. Then the process is called bhakti. Here it is also said. Bhaktya. What kind of bhakti? Bhakta Sruta Vihitaya. Sruta. Right here. Sruti or Veda. Completely on the basis of Vedic knowledge. That bhakti. Not sentimental. Sentimental bhakti is also there because the acceptance of Krishna is there. Therefore there is some value. But real bhakti, Sri Guru Goswami has commented that bhakti based on understanding of Vedanta Sutra is perfect. On basis of jnana and knowledge and vairagya. That is. Here Krishna has also said, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetu Madhi Vinindikam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. So actually in the Vedanta Sutra, everything is bhakti. But unfortunately, people are checking Vedanta in different ways. Akadishari Bhakta. But all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, they are all, they are commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta does not mean simply the Mayavad. Actually, Vedanta Charya is important. Vedanta, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the last one. The last one is Bhagavan. That is Vedanta. Here it says, Brahmeti Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. If you understand by studying Vedanta, simply Brahma realization, that is not perfect. If you understand Paramatma realization by studying Vedanta, that is also not perfect. When you come to understand Bhagavan, that is perfect. That is conforming Bhagavad Gita. Deva is the sarvai aham Bhagavad Gita. By studying Vedanta, or all Vedic literature, if you do not understand Krishna, then samayava hite bhagavati. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayodita janayati asu vairagyam jnananta tatpavita. These things are required. Jnana and vairagya. That is very easily achieved. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayodita. If bhakti yoga is adopted unto the Supreme Personality of God, Vasudevi, and then very soon, Janayati Asu, Asu means very soon. Jnana Vedanta, Ahita. The example you can see. These European American boys and girls, how they have become Vedanta? They have got immense opportunity for material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means money and all. That is the standard of material enjoyment. So these boys, these girls, they have got enough. The money is thrown on the street, and woman is invited on the street. She can sit on as many as you have. You see? That is the first time country. But they have left everything. They will go down. Why? Jnana. They have obtained the real knowledge. Krishna through Bhagavan and Bhavananda Maharaj. They have found the system. Krishna through Bhagavan. Let us sacrifice our life for Krishna. That is real grand Buddha. Bhakta. This is to be understood bhakta. Because without bhakti, there is no admission in the kingdom of God. That is not that. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Vakyamam abhijanati javan jatyami tattata. Tatomam tattato jatva dishate tadanam. Dishate means enter. One is admitted in the spiritual world. Parastasmāsa bhāvanna. There is spiritual world. There is another world. Parastasmāsa bhāvanna. Vakyavattasana. That's sanatana. That's sanatana dhāva. You cannot enter without being a bhakta. Bhaktāna rūjāna. Those who enter the spiritual world, Brahmā, nirviśeṣa Brahmā, because they are lacking in bhakti, they then fall down. That is stated in the Bhagavata. Arudya prichena parama padama sata patanti adham. Ana vita dasma dhamma. Dinne rupinda kadumutta marina. Tayyasta bhavat avishuddha buddha. There are certain persons. They are thinking, now I have become liberated. Jenne Aurobindasa, Vimukta Mani. Vimukta Mani means thinking that they have become liberated. But Abhishuddha Buddhaya, their intelligence is not yet clear. So what is the result? Suppose one realizes Brahma realization, he is not Mukta. Yes, he is Mukta, that's all right. But the intelligence is not yet too far. Why? Arudya Kuchena Parana Padamata. After undergoing severe austerities and penances, they rise up to the Brahma Loka, Parampada, Padamati Adha, again Padamata. Again Padamata. While Anadita Jusma Dhamma. Just as the impersonal car, you can go in the car with your speeding airplane. But if you don't get a shelter in any planet, you will have to come. Just like the moon planet was going and coming. Why don't they stay there? There is doubtful whether they are going. So anyway, this is the position of the Nirvishesha. Because they do not enter in one of the Vaikuntha planets, because they are not bhakta, they are not admitted. Without being bhakta, nobody is allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planet. Just like here in the stars, there are millions and millions of planets. Similarly, in the Brahma Jyoti, there are also millions and millions of planets. They are called Vaikuntha Jyoti. But in those Vaikuntha Lokas, only bhaktas are admitted, not the non-devotees. They can go to the Brahma Loka. Brahma Loka is a combination of the spirit souls. But spirit soul means part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is Anandama. So they do not get that Ananda. They simply are elevated to the position of eternity. But eternity without Ananda. Just imagine, suppose you are in a very nice place. You are ordered that you live here eternally. But don't allow nobody else. You cannot live alone. How long will you? Because as a living entity, as part and parcel of Krishna, you want Ananda. So Ananda is required, society, friendship, and love. That is not impersonal, that is personal. So unless you enter to the personal activities of Krishna, there cannot be Ananda. There cannot be, unless you are qualified to dance with Krishna, to play with Krishna, to become father of Krishna, mother of Krishna, and enjoy the Anandamaya, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Pratibhavitam, you cannot be here. Therefore, Arujya Krishna, the Brahma of the Supreme Parampada, which is called Parampada, Arujya Krishna Parampada Patanti Tata Adhav. Adhav, the first, therefore you see sometimes, big with sannyasi, Brahma Sattva Janamitha. They give up this word, take sannyasi. Or after sometimes you come to politics. You shall feel like, what? If the Jagat is mitha, why you are interested in politics? And you shall feel like, that means, anadita dasmadanta. He could not get ananda without being in touch with the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore they come to this ananda. Ananda, arujya kuchena, this is practice. Simply Brahma realization is not possible. Simply Paramatma realization is also not possible. When you realize Bhagavan, then you realize Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan simultaneously. That is Ananda. That is Ananda. That is available as it is. Pasthanti Atmani Atmanam Atmanam Bhaktya Sutabhrihita Sutabhrihita. Hearing. Kabra Rupa Goswami says, Suti Suti Purana Pansalatriti Vidhin Hila Uikantiti Hare Bhakti Upataya Vakaru. One who does not understand Bhakti Philosophy through Suti, through Veda, Smriti, just like Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, Suti Smriti Purana and Pansalatriti Vidhin Hila. Without reference to this, books of knowledge, if one becomes so-called devotee, that is not accepted by Rupa Goswami. Here also he says, Bhakta Sutagrihita, Sutagrihita, knowledge, full knowledge, three Vedas. Bhakta is devotee. Dry Vedic knowledge makes him impersonal. Only a partial realization. Therefore, bhakti must be there. Bhakti means without any result of karma and jnana. Pajnavilasita Sundam, Jnana Dharma Panyantam. People are interested in Dharma Artha Kam Moksha. But Bhagavad says that above that, Dharma Prodhita Paitama. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Artha Kam Moksha. They are cheating because they are not giving direct the devotional service to the Lord. Dharma Artha Kam Moksha. Therefore, as they say, dharmātha kāmmaśya, dharmāsprodhita-kaitava-atra, paramannirmaskaranān, vāstava-vaskuti-dhamatra. So, if we want to understand the real reality, vāstava-vaskuti, that is Krishna, then this is the process. What is that? Tatsabdhādhānāmrāna, jñāna-vaidhādhu-vaskaya, Pasanti Atmani Atmanam Vakta Sutta Dhirita. You have to receive through the channel of Parampara system, Bhakti, Evam Parampara Kakam Sumana Raja Sarai, Guru Parampara, Adu Gurdvasa. Therefore you have to accept the Guru. He is coming in the Parampara. Let's say Arjuna. Arjuna is Parampara. Because the Parampara was lost. Krishna again said Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. As Arjuna understood, if you understand Bhagavad Gita. As Arjuna understood, if you understand Krishna, then you are understanding Krishna's purpose. And if you invent some illegitimate meaning, then you are Samaya Vahitya, Vaishnava. So don't do that. Try to understand Krishna as he is, as he speaks himself about himself. They are like this. What do you do this? If Krishna says, if God says, I am like this, why you are manufacturing ways and means to understand God? Useless words in God. God is giving his name, God is giving his address, God is giving his activities, everything is there. Why don't you understand God? Why are you sad? This is God. Samaya vai dhamma sthana sthita punkha. Vishtasena kathasya. Nuskala, everything is. So don't waste time in searching out what is God. God is canvassing it. And God, yes. Bhaktas-manvanādhamadhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a manufactured thing. It is simply the standard. Krishna says, manvanādhamadhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi-madhyādhi. We are preaching this love. It is not difficult. Anyone can do it. It is not that I have trained something wonderful. What wonderful? They talk about this, that I have done something wonderful. I do not know any wonderful thing. I only know to present Krishna as he is. That's all. This is the secret. So anyone can understand Krishna as he is, from Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavata. Why do they fact out? Why do they invent something? This is useless to start. Thank you very much.